Our topic today is it email or spam? Anybody with an email box knows that the big retailers have been bombarding us with more and more messages. Some of those messages are welcome and some immediately deleted as annoying spam. Have the big retailers discovered something that the small business owner can also use to increase sales? Email has been found to have a response rate of 48 hours to a week versus 6 to 8 weeks for a similar direct mail piece. It costs, on average, a half cent per contact compared to 50 cents for direct mail, and it has a response rate of 10% compared to less than 1% for direct mail. As a small business owner, you probably have a limited marketing budget and want the most bang for your marketing buck. Perhaps email marketing can work for you. Like direct mail, the two most important components of an effective email campaign are the mailing list and the offer. Many businesses spend a lot of time and money on the creative aspect of the email while neglecting these two components. While a pleasing appearance that is compatible with the rest of your marketing approach in terms of image, look, and message is important, it will not make up for a bad list or for an offer that the customer doesn't need or want. Emails to strangers offering things they don't want are spam. We all know how we feel about marketers who spam us. So how can the small business owner use email for marketing and not be accused of spamming? To answer that question, let's look again at the two most important keys to an effective email campaign, the list and the offer. The most important thing to remember when sending email is never send it to anyone who has not given you permission. When you give customers the opportunity to provide their email address, they are giving you permission to contact them. In web marketing terms, they are opting in. Email marketing is best used for marketing to existing customers or someone who is already in the market for what you offer. Therefore, the best list for sending your messages is the one you build yourself from your customer database. Begin to collect names, addresses, email addresses, and any other information that will help you tailor your offer to the specific customer. You should collect customer information online and offline. Many businesses provide customers incentives, such as discounts at the cash register, to encourage them to opt in. At the same time, you must provide assurances that their information will be secure and not resold. Now that you have created a mailing list from your database of information about your customers, you can also use the information to create the offer. By knowing your customers, you can send emails that are relevant, personal, and anticipated. For example, if you own a pet store, a piece of information you should have is what kind of pets your customers own. You can send an email about a sale on dog food only to the dog owners. You know the customer's name and can easily personalize the message further by saying, "Dear Joe." This message is relevant to the dog owner and personalized. In the future, Joe will anticipate your messages because he knows you send him information he can use. Joe does not consider your message spam because he had previously given you permission to contact him. However, things can change, so always provide a means for the customer to opt out on every message. Before sending your email, ask your SBDC consultant to review it. With email, you can easily test your message by sending it to a random sample of customers, and you can quickly and easily make changes to the offer if needed. Email marketing is a very cost-effective way to reach your customers and increase sales. Your local SBDC has consultants who can help you implement your email marketing campaign to boost your business.